Its hindquarters wagged back and forth more strenuously than ever, and its gold-black eyes continued to regard Jake nervously. The whiskers on its snout trembled. "This one remembers men," a voice remarked at Jake's shoulder. He looked around and saw Roland squatting just behind him, with his forearms resting on his thighs and his long hands dangling between his knees. He was looking at the animal with a great deal more interest than he had shown in Jake's watch.
"What is it?" Jake asked softly.
He did not want to startle it away. He was enchanted.
"Its eyes are beautiful."
"Billy Bumbler," Roland said.
"Umber,"
the creature ejaculated and retreated another step.
"It talks."
"Not really. Bumblers just repeat what they hear, or used to. I haven't heard one do it in years. This fellow looks almost starved. Probably came to forage."
"He was licking my face. Can I feed it?"
"We'll never get rid of it if you do," Roland said, then smiled a little and snapped his fingers.
"Hey, Billy."
The creature mimicked the sound of the snapping fingers somehow. It sounded as if it were clucking its tongue against the roof of its mouth.
"Hey,"
it called in its hoarse voice.
"Hey, Illy."
Now its ragged hindquarters were positively flagging back and forth.
"Go ahead and give it a bite. I knew an old groom once who said a good bumbler is good luck. This looks like a good one."
"Yes," Jake agreed, "it does."
Once they were tame, and every barony had half a dozen roaming around the castle or manor house. They weren't good for much except amusing the children and keeping the rat population down.
They can be quite faithful, or were in the old days, although I never heard of one that would remain as loyal as a good dog. The wild ones are scavengers. Not dangerous, but a pain in the ass.
"Ass!"
cried the bumbler. Its anxious eyes continued to flick back and forth between Jake and the gunslinger. Jake reached into his pack slowly, afraid to startle the creature, and drew out the remains of a gunslinger burrito. He tossed it toward the Billy Bumbler. The bumbler flinched back and then turned with a small childlike cry, exposing its furry corkscrew tail. Jake felt sure it would run, but it stopped, looking doubtfully back over its shoulder.
"Come on," Jake said. "Eat it, boy."
"Boy,"
the bumbler muttered, but it didn't move. "Give it time," Roland said. "It'll come, I think." The bumbler stretched forward, revealing a long and surprisingly graceful neck. Its slender black nose twitched as it sniffed the food. At last it trotted forward, and Jake noticed it was limping a little. The bumbler sniffed the burrito, then used one paw to separate the chunk of deer meat from the leaf. It carried out this operation with a delicacy that was oddly solemn. Once the meat was clear of the leaf, the bumbler wolfed it in a single bite, then looked up at Jake.
"Oi,"
it said, and when Jake laughed, it shrank away again.
"That's a skinny one,"
Eddie said sleepily from behind them. At the sound of his voice, the bumbler immediately turned and was gone into the mist.
"You scared it away,"
Jake accused.
"Geez, I'm sorry," Eddie said.
He ran a hand through his sleep-corkscrewed hair.
"If I'd known it was one of your close personal friends, Jake, I would have dragged out the goddamn coffee cake."
Roland clapped Jake briefly on the shoulder. "It'll be back."
"Are you sure?"
"If something doesn't kill it, yes. We fed it, didn't we?" Before Jake could reply, the sound of the drums began again. This was the third morning they had heard them, and twice the sound had come to them as afternoon slipped down toward evening, a faint, toneless thudding from the direction of the city. The sound was clearer this morning, if no more comprehensible. Jake hated it. It was as if somewhere out in that thick and featureless blanket of morning mist, the heart of some big animal was beating.
"You still don't have any idea what that is, Roland?" Susanna asked.
She had slipped on her shift, tied back her hair, and was now folding the blankets beneath which she and Eddie had slept.
"No, but I'm sure we'll find out."
"How reassuring," Eddie said sourly. Roland got to his feet.
"Come on, let's not waste the day."